Welcome to Figuring It Out, a podcast designed to help entrepreneurs, creatives, leaders, and marketers to master their crafts, grow their businesses, and find a balance between their personal and professional lives. My name is Kevin England. I'm the proud founder and CEO of Onizon, a digital marketing, advertising, and media agency based in Southern California and serving clients worldwide. In each episode, we'll cover a variety of topics while sharing stories from myself and other amazing guest speakers. So let's dive in and figure it out together. In the last few episodes, we explored artificial intelligence, its history, uses, and some of what the future holds for AI. Today, I want to talk to you about something that's a little closer to home. As the founder and CEO of a digital marketing and sales agency, I've witnessed the ways in which sales and marketing roles have evolved over the past few years. When I first got into business, sales and marketing always existed separately. Sales was driven by numbers and marketing driven by people. As we moved into the digital age, these two teams began to see more of an overlap and an integration as the data became more easily accessible and universally important. We also saw that revenue was being lost in the disjunction of these two teams. This issue has become such a hot topic that software as a service or SaaS-based companies with more than 200 employees have listed it as their number one goal, which is to align their sales and marketing organizations. Well, that's what the conversation today is going to be all about, is to how to align your sales and marketing organization for the success of your company. When I first started the IT group, my first business, I was totally unaware of how crucial sales and marketing working together could be for my business. What I saw back then, I still see it today. It starts with the disconnect in a pay structure, where salespeople are usually running off of a base salary plus commission and dependent on the number of deals they close, net new opportunities they create, or leads that they necessarily generate. Where marketing, on the other hand, is very salary based and with little compensation for an increase in revenue. This, I believe, is a total fundamental misstep in the alignment of these two teams because it sends the wrong message. It almost sends the message like these two teams are competing with one another and that maybe one department is somehow valued over the other, which couldn't be further from the truth. Although what I am seeing as we've moved into 2020 and 2021, that more and more companies are aligning these two departments as it pertains to salaries, commissions, bonuses, and basically paying based on achievements to support each of these departments, which helps us to align sales and marketing eventually, potentially, as one department. And so let's think of it from that perspective. If we were to align this as a one department, what would we call that? We might call it a smarketing department, which you're adding the two together. I know, okay. So by doing that, by bringing a smarketing department together, you're getting these unique insights into the sales process. You're going to be able to fine tune and optimize your sales and marketing strategies together, as well as growing revenue, which is so important. To break it all down, it's simply aligning these two teams, working towards a common goal, which will help in the collaboration, the communication, and the processes between these two organizations, these two different departments, which in the end will help to increase profitability and revenue for your organization, which is what we're all trying to accomplish. So here's a simple little checklist that you need to do in order to align your sales and marketing departments. The first thing I would like you to do is restructure the customer journey. Get your sales and marketing teams to work together to understand what the customer journey looks like, how they engage with our content, how they engage with our information, our company, and our brand. Next, develop an agreed target persona. Who is your audience? Who are you going after at this point? And get both your sales and marketing teams to focus in on one audience at one given time. And then the next one is to measure your joint KPIs, your key performance indicators, and make sure that we are in alignment as a team working towards the same common goal. The next one is to gather sales feedback and try to understand the voice of your customer. The sales team is going to be extremely helpful to get a marketing team to understand the voice of the customer, because in many cases, they're the ones on the phone with them. The next step is to match messaging across an entire campaign. Getting your sales and marketing team to focus on an individual campaign and create a messaging that starts from the beginning and moves all the way through the sales process. And then finally, work together on pre, during, and post-sale retention and growth of a customer and/or prospect as they move down their path in their journey. So let's break down and talk about the significance of both of these departments. You know, we've talked first about the overlap between technology and marketing. There's also that overlap between sales and technology. In marketing, we call that MarTech. So MarTech is an important part of that process. But let's talk about the intersection of sales and marketing and why you should really take advantage of the opportunities that lay in front of us. But before I get into, you know, my thoughts about how we engage or how we intersect these two different departments and getting them to more and more work together, I'm going to give you some stats that will potentially help you to understand the real importance to your organization. Serious Decisions found that companies that align their sales and marketing teams achieve 24% increase year over year in revenue and a 27% increase in profitability year over year. Now, that is a huge amount of profitability increase, a huge amount of revenue increase just by doing one thing, aligning these two teams to where they are collaborating and working together for the benefit of your organization. When I began my career in technology so many years ago, the more I explored this field, the more I realized just how important data is. And when I'm talking about data, I'm not just referring to the numbers and the spreadsheets, but actual behavioral data of your customers. The data relating to how people engage with your business, your brand, your content, your information, and your employees. You know, we've talked in depth in past episodes about the importance of understanding your audience. This is something that both sales and marketing personally rely on to achieve their personal and company goals and objectives. What I've come to find that over the past few years is that if your business is growing, which I'm assuming you are looking to, you cannot ignore the misalignment that might already exist within your sales and marketing organizations and figure out a way to bring these two organizations together for a common goal. So I guess the question is, how do we do that? How do we create this alignment? Now, I've given you some basic ideas on what you can do, some basic bullet points. Let's talk through it a little further. It really, of course, depends on how your organization is set up and maybe even what industry. You know, do you have a sales organization with BDRs and or account executives? What does your marketing organization look like? And you're going to have to keep that in mind as you're trying to build a strategy to align these two organizations together, these two departments together. One thing that I established within my business is grouping the sales and marketing teams and their desks in one related location to where they're actually able to work together. Our office is set up like in a waterfall format where each department is organized by the flow of the processes. Sales and marketing are grouped together in this way, sharing a row of desks that enable them to easily communicate with one another or, you know, and be able to kind of spin their chairs around and have a conversation within seconds to ensure that we're all focused on the same common goal. We also hold weekly sales and marketing meetings in the office to ensure that everybody's on the same page and that our strategies are and our goals are always aligned. So let's first talk about two facets of these individual departments such as sales and marketing. When I was first starting in business, and if we're talking about the sales team, when I first started in business in the late 80s, the strategies and execution of that department were very different than they are today. I mean, we focused on a lot of cold calling and somewhat outdated, you know, print advertisements that created some generation of, you know, of a sales process. But all of that is really lost on today's generation. You know, As the result of the changing times and the huge push towards this digital world, sales teams worldwide have had to reevaluate how to reach and engage and relate to their different target markets. The increasing prevalence of things like social media and other types of campaigns have both helped and even hurt our industry, as far as the sales industry is concerned. While it's easy to throw a few bucks at a simple social media campaign or an advertisement or a PPC campaign, the question you have to ask yourself is, am I truly targeting the right people? And that's where marketing comes in. Your marketing team is responsible for understanding who your target audience is. You know, who are your buyer personas and how they statistically engage with content, whether it be ad campaigns, emails, or whatever other piece of educational content you're trying to push out. They consider themselves the face of the business. Now, you might say the salespeople are the face of the business because they're the ones actually talking to the customers in many cases. But let me tell you, the marketing team decides what the face of the business looks like from the initial get-go of how the customer engages with you, your brand, and your business. This team is so much more attuned to the behavioral data, the stats, and the client insights. While they might not be, again, directly on the phone with your prospective client or customer, most likely they are the ones that serve up the information that the client sees in the beginning. This is where you can create this alignment between sales and marketing where they're working together for the same goal to get someone to start from a lead all the way through a sales qualified opportunity. Now, I like to think about this in a different way. So imagine that you're trying to book a trip. You know, in today's world, what do? We act as our own travel agent. Well, what if you were working with a travel agent? The travel agent is the person that gets to know you, gets to know your family, gets to know what you're looking for, what type of activities you want to do when you go on vacation. So that person really tries to understand you. And I want you to think of the travel agent kind of as your marketing team. That's what they do. They get to know you, your goals, your journey, and what you want the results to actually be when you get there. But from there, that travel agent, once you've provided all your information to that travel agent, they work directly with their partners, kind of like the sales team, you know, to book the perfect place that you're going to stay at and all the activities that you might, want to engage with and how you want that trip to work out for yourself and your family. They're going to, you know, work with that team to be able to accomplish that. All right. So if you're wondering why maybe all this matters, why is this relevant to you? For any business looking to take actionable steps to align their sales and marketing teams, I'm going to walk you through a few key points that I've done within our business, and I think that you'll find these relevant and important to your business, and or if you're managing either one of these teams, how you can help align these two organizations together. Number one, I want you to create a universal customer journey where both teams are working together. Think of this step as like this treasure map for both teams. Ask both of the teams how they define the customer journey and align them with their goals and objectives. This is such an important process as you try to understand the journey from lead through marketing qualified lead to sales qualified lead and eventually to customer. This is where your prospects have achieved a designated number of goals, whether it's downloading certain pieces of content, educational resources, social engagement, PPC engagement. And this is that journey that they take, and your sales and marketing team need to come up with that journey. And I'm going to give you a little bit of an insight on what that journey might look like. And there are five different steps to that journey. And they are disruption, which is usually a pain point or a challenge that somebody's having. If you link back to that, you know, that trip that you're trying to take, it's where do you want to go? It's how you feel. It's kind of that excitement about going on vacation. That's your disruption. That's your pain point. And then it goes from disruption to awareness. Now, the awareness is an understanding to your business, your brand, your company. Moving through to interest was an interest into your products and services that you provide. And then finally to consideration, which is an understanding about why they should be actually engaging with you and your company. And then the end game is, of course, them making a decision. So those five steps which is disruption, awareness, interest, consideration, and decision, are the five steps that you need to work on to define that journey for both your sales and marketing teams. Once a prospect has become familiar with your business and or your products and services, they're more primed at this point to receive that final call or that initial call from your sales team. And you want to think of this as passing the baton in a relay race. You know, it needs to be seamless and easy as you pass the baton over to your sales team to get the customer primed and ready to have that phone call. Number two is to establish a mutual buyer persona, which is the foundation of all successful sales and marketing campaigns, to understand your audience. Now, think of it from this perspective. If your sales team is focused on one audience and your marketing team focused on another audience, and they're not aligned with each other, then your information is going to be disjointed. And they're not going to get what they need when they look on your social media site or they look at the blogs that you're creating because you guys are focused on two different things. Understand that that buyer persona is that fictional representation of your ideal prospect based on your sales and marketing goals. If your teams are separately targeting different types of people, their efforts are going to become misaligned and disjointed, as I mentioned. Have both teams work together to determine who is your ideal person and who is the ideal company that you want to focus on to sell and to market to. Number three. Align your KPIs. KPIs, of course, are those key performance indicators that allow your teams to measure the success of all of their efforts. You know, you have to determine between the both of them that they're focused on the same goals and objectives, which are those KPIs. Are we together aligned on a certain revenue goal? Are we together aligned on a certain number of engaged leads or contacts? Did a contact sign a deal? This is another great thing. As you're working with your sales and marketing team, your marketing team needs to know if a contact signed a deal, booked a call, downloaded a certain piece of content, which usually the marketing team already knows, but they don't know about the other stuff. Get them to work together to understand how we're creating a journey that eventually gets the client to engage with our content and move through the sales and marketing process, or the marketing and sales process, however you want to look at it. Number four, share customer feedback from both sides. At the end of the day, your customer or your client satisfaction is everything to a business. You know, I like to have these weekly meetings where both my sales and marketing teams share updates, progress, and client feedback, whether it be positive or negative. As the sales and marketing teams often operate through different channels, very different channels, you know, some through email, maybe others through phone, feedback is going to come from different places. And it's going to provide you with an understanding of the customer journey from a whole different perspective. Effectively and efficiently sharing and collaborating on this information, this type of feedback is going to allow your teams to align and to achieve their same goals and objectives. This brings us to this big question, you know, how can you measure the alignment of your sales and marketing, of these two different teams? Well, it comes down, you know, to the joint successes of both parties and both organizations and being able to understand the data, both on from a personal perspective as well as from a business perspective. One mistake I see that many businesses make is the lack of collaboration of bringing these two teams together. You know, I myself am always striving to connect the two departments in my own company. And it's an ongoing process to where we create that alignment. And you're going to have to do the same thing. So it's a never-ending process where you continue to work together. Another observation that I've made in the so many years that I've been doing this is the roles of the managers of each of these departments where they have to be aligned and working together. Now, in big companies, what do we have? We have the chief marketing officer, right? Chief marketing officer on the marketing side, vice president of sales on the sales side. And the two of them, if you have that type of setup, should be working together, collaborating consistently, and most likely focused on a common goal. That's why the new role that I believe is a very important role, which is the CRO, the chief revenue officer. The chief revenue officer owns sales and marketing, and it leads to one person. By creating a chief revenue officer type model, you're able to now have everyone focused in on one common goal together. And I believe this is the integral shift from the separation of both sales and marketing teams is to eventually have them led by one individual. When a group of people or a team is united under one position, the alignment is not only bound to happen, but necessarily will be the success of the entire organization. It's like having one team captain versus many team captains, which eliminates the unspoken element of the competition between these two departments. Another tool that can really help in the efforts of aligning these two teams is a customer relationship management tool along with a marketing automation tool combined into one platform. So here at Vonnezon, we pride ourselves on being platform agnostic, although we work with many types of different platforms, both sales as well as marketing platforms. We're incredibly versed in many of them. In this example, I want to bring up a product called HubSpot. We are a partner of HubSpot. The great thing that HubSpot does, one of the amazing things they do within their platform, is they've created a CRM combined with a marketing automation tool, thus then really combining the two organizations together in one platform. This creates the ability to have this same types of KPIs to look at the same type of analytical information so that both departments are thriving based on the same common goal. It gives both teams the tools they need really out of just like one toolbox, which is what you're trying to accomplish. So when you're looking at technology, that's the where you should need to look. Look at technology that's available so that both teams thrive in the same place. I mean, our marketing team is able to automate emails, create content, and monitor the actions of our customers, the behaviors of our customers and prospects. And from there, we can really see where a lead starts as they move through a marketing qualified track or process, all the way to becoming a sales qualified lead or opportunity. And then from that sales qualified lead, whether they become a customer or they are return back to our marketing department. Again, the team works so closely together that it's a seamless process. Once these team have met together, we've created this targeted criteria. Our sales team can become notified as to where prospects are and where the client is in their process. Again, think of this as seamlessly relaying and providing, passing on that baton, right, in that relay race that I talked about earlier. Once our marketed team has done their job of nurturing the prospect through this educational resources that we're constantly creating, ad campaigns, social campaigns, email campaigns, they are passed on to the sales team to make a more personal connection with the individuals that have actually engaged with that content. Now, I can walk you through so many different scenarios, about this back-end process, how it works, and all the different things that you can do. But the goal here is to talk about how to align these two teams together. So your move your feet moment for this episode is to test how well these two departments are in unison within your organization. So no two positions can truly understand each other until they've actually walked in the shoes of the other. So here's a little, maybe a game that you should play or a strategy that you should implement. And I want you to do a little bit of a flip-flop. I want you to bring your two teams together, and I want your marketing team to become your sales team to become your marketing team. I want you to do an exercise where you have your sales team focus on developing a marketing strategy for your prospective customer and or audience. And then on the flip side, I want your marketing team to come up with a sales process, like with stages and things like that, that's really going to help and affect what they would be doing as a salesperson. By doing that, you are allowing the two teams to walk in each other's shoes, to understand each other's departments in such a way that is completely different than what they've ever had to do before. This will help them, again, to continue to align their goals and objectives and work together more collaboratively in the future. Now, another way to do this, you can have your teams spend time to build out a case study. This is a great way to get the two teams aligned. By developing out a case study, you have the ability to reach out to a customer or to somebody who's already a client of yours and to understand their journey, their process from lead through the process of marketing materials, through sales process, all the way to the point where they became a customer. Building out this case study together as a united team is really going to help your organization to align these two teams together and to get them to better understand from the perspective of the customer on how they can do even a better job at getting somebody to engage with your business, your brand, and in support of an alignment of both your sales and marketing team. Now, I know that each business is different, and roles are constantly changing, and we're always having to adapt and grow with each other. We're growing with each other as far as employees, departments, new clients, customers, partners. But having a united front between your sales and marketing team will not only help you to recoup lost revenue, but it will strengthen your team's ability to work together towards a common goal. And if you have these common goals together, you will find that your organization will work so much better and you will achieve your goals and objectives. All right. If you have any questions, or if I can share any examples of, you know, what you're going through, if you can share any examples, I'd be happy to respond back to you. Leave some message or comments below. All right. So until next time, keep figuring it out.